This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, I love good organizations that are doing great things in our community. And this is one that's been around for years. But there's a lot of changes, a lot of movement, some good things that have been going on that you may not know about. So I want to talk with my friend Paula Hughes Hsu, and she is the CEO of the YWCA of Northeast Indiana. If you think you know, maybe you don't. We want to clear that up for you. Miss Paula, thank you so much for your time, friend. Tell us the overview. What is the YWCA all about?
Well, first, thank you, Melissa, for allowing me to join you today. And yes. The YWCA, our mission is empowering women and eliminating racism. And that is a national mission. There's 200 YWs across the country. But in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we have been for 131 years now.
Wow.
What that means is that we operate this region's biggest domestic violence shelter.
Nice.
We also operate this region's largest, and actually the state's largest, residential addictions treatment center for women.
Nice.
And we're one of only 6 programs in the state that allows women to do residential recovery programs and have their children with them.
Okay.
We have a DCS contract, so we bring kids into.
Wow.
Because it's about the families, and it's about keeping them together and helping moms reunite with their kids.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants help, how do they get in touch with you, and who qualifies?
Everybody qualifies. We just moved buildings, actually, and one of my missions is to make clear that our services are for everybody.
Thank you.
That we work with people about don't discriminate based on socioeconomic demographics. So it doesn't matter what your income is. It doesn't matter what your household looks like. We are here to help people, men, women, children, anybody who needs help. If you think you're experiencing domestic abuse, if you have experienced assault, or if you're experiencing human trafficking, is our crisis services, our domestic violence services. And then on the other side of our house, we are supporting women and their children. Women who have addiction issues and are seeking residential recovery programs.
That's so great. So basically, if someone's in a crisis situation and they need help and they need protection, they just contact you and say, I'm in this situation.
Absolutely. We updated our website a couple of years ago. It's YWCANEIN.org.
Okay.
And on that website are all the contact information you need. We've got a phone number. We operate this region's domestic violence crisis hotline. We staff it 24/7. So there's always somebody that's going to answer that phone.
Great.
Because we take intakes into our domestic violence crisis shelter 24 hours a day. There's also an email address there if somebody isn't ready to call.
Sure.
But they just have some questions, you can email us. And one of the things I really like to tell people is if they're curious, they're not sure if what they're experiencing is abuse. One of the things we updated specifically a couple of years ago is the page on our website.
Okay.
If you go to the section that talks about our services and it talks about domestic violence services, there's got a whole description. What is emotional abuse? What is financial abuse? What is physical abuse? It talks about the cycle and the seasons of abuse, tension building, explosion, calm phases, and what all of our services are. Even if you're curious or if you think that a family member or a friend might be experiencing abuse of some sort, read through our information and then you can call us.
Right.
It doesn't have to be. Ultimately, we will work with anybody. And we actually many times have families that come to us and say, hey, I've got this person. We really can't. We don't know what to do.
Mm.
We're all about helping and about safety planning, because we really care about that, about the lives of the people that are involved in this travesty. And we'll work with everybody.
That's so great. The main thing is there is help, there is hope, and you're not alone. And there's great services through the YWCA. And Paula, thank you so much for this. We're praying for you guys and continue to do the great work you're doing.
Thank you, Melissa.
Everything you need to know about the YWCA and the things that Paula talked about is on my conversations link right now. It's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.